Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's talk some college football with our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation. It's Tukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got Falcons Raiders tonight here on the radio station. Of course, we got the Wait For It tailgate show, Joe Patrick, John Fricke coming up. And then 6:30, we've got your Falcons pregame show leading into Wes and Arch. Connor Riley, man, first of all, let's talk about the portal and how Georgia has approached it. Who they potentially lost and who they've gained, because this has been a big topic of conversation for college football the last week or so.
Yeah, so far Georgia's seen seven players enter the transfer portal. The only one that was really a consistent contributor over the course of the season was Julian Humphrey, and he obviously entered the portal before the SEC championship game. So, you know, in terms of impacting Georgia's playoff outlook, it's not all that serious in terms of the guys they have lost. As far as the guys they're looking at, a wide receiver, I think, is a big position, just given the turnover that they're expecting to see there, along with the fact that they want to increase, I think, the production that they see from that room. Safety is another position I think they're going to look at, given Dan Jackson is set to exhaust his college eligibility after the season. And Malachi Starks likely to be a first-round pick there. So those are the two that I think jump to mind in terms of ones that Georgia is going to be most active. Quarterback's an interesting position to look at, just because I think we've seen Kirby sort of shift into, hey, if I can get a guy that has some upside, that, you know, has maybe an SEC background, maybe Alabama quarterback, Dylan Lonergan comes to mind there. Maybe they'll take a stab at him just to see how many options they can have in that quarterback room going forward. But right now, I would say wide receiver and safety in particular are the two big concerns for Georgia when it comes to looking for players in the transfer portal.
I'm just going to give up on ever seeing Jaden Rashad in uniform. It's our man, Connor Riley. You can read all about the portal. He posted it about 9 hours ago. What happens now if Beck can't get ready for the combine and the draft? Does Carson Beck come back? And do they want him back? I know I asked you this earlier, but do we have any idea if they want him back?
It's a question that's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And I think the severity of that elbow injury, UCL injury, is going to determine a lot of this in terms of, you know, the surgery and the recovery time and him potentially going through the combine process. Because we've started to see, I think, some of those quarterbacks decide, hey, I'm going to come back to college for another year. And that sort of shrinks the pool of talent there. You see Drew Allar today, the Penn State quarterback, announced he's coming back to school. Garrett Nussmeier had previously announced that he was coming back to school as well there. So you've got Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders as, I think, the top two quarterback options in this class. But there's still such a need at the NFL level that there's going to be a want for some of those guys. And so Carson's obviously got a decision to make there. And look, it wouldn't be surprising to see him potentially come back because of this injury and maybe, you know, consider looking elsewhere. We've seen guys do that before. And I think how all this plays out in the college football playoff, how Gunnar Stockton looks in the college football playoff, is going to go a long way in determining how all this shakes out. As we sit here on December, 16th, a lot of this is still going to play out. And while I would say maybe 2-3 weeks ago, it seemed very certain pre-injury that Carson Beck was going to be the NFL next year, I don't think we can say that anymore based on the way that this has progressed and the way that things look there.
Do you know something, Connor? Is he staying?
I don't know that yet, but I think there's a lot of twists and turns this can continue to take in the way that this can go. And ultimately, we still don't know the severity of this injury. At least the public does not yet.
Yeah, okay. That's true. It's Connor Riley. Guys, he writes for Dawg Nation. You can check out all his stuff. I saw this that you wrote maybe today or yesterday about how this bye is going to help the young guys. Explain. How does it help the young guys?
Yeah, so Georgia, obviously, they don't have a game this week. That's the benefit of getting that first-round bye. And while, yes, you know, the off-field staff, the analysts, they're looking into Notre Dame. They're preparing for Indiana and things like that. Georgia's still practicing this week, and so they're going to focus on developing a lot of those young guys, getting those guys reps, getting those guys better, because they just didn't get the opportunity to do that over the course of the season. With Georgia playing a lot of tighter games, I believe they only played 3 games this season that they won by 20 points. Kirby Smart estimated they probably lost about 100 snaps on average for guys that would have gotten to play in games in the past that have been blowouts. So for young players, wide receiver Sakobi White, cornerback Ellis Robinson, a lot of the young guys they have on the defensive and offensive lines.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey, leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're getting a chance to get extra reps now in practice and get better in that sense. Now, I don't know how much that's going to help them, you know, potentially get on the field and carve out a role for these playoff games. But going forward, these reps are going to be super valuable for players. You know, think of it as sort of the old bowl practices that we saw and the enthusiasm that Kirby Smart had for those guys there. So I think in some ways, yes, it allows this team to get healthier. I think that's why this bye was mostly paramount. But you've also got the opportunity to get those guys some reps in practice and give them some extra attention that they haven't had the chance to get this season.
Dawg Nation's Connor Riley with us, guys. We got Falcons pregame coming up top of the hours. They're in Vegas tonight. Any preference you think from the coaching staff? I know it's kind of a silly question. Notre Dame's thought of more for the run game and their defense. Indiana's a great story, but it just seems like Indiana would be an easier out.
I would agree with that, Mike. I think that, and again, you look at that Ohio State game. Indiana, I think, has a very capable defense, as does Notre Dame, but Indiana could not block Ohio State. And while Notre Dame does have some issues and concerns on the offensive line, I think with their ability to run the ball, specifically with their quarterback, Riley Leonard, and the way that you saw Georgia struggle to defend Haynes King at Georgia Tech, that matchup in particular would give you a little bit more pause. I will say with Notre Dame, yes, they have the win over Texas A&M. Indiana's the only playoff team that they will have faced so far this season, and Georgia has such a talent edge over both of those teams that I think that Georgia should match up well with either of those teams. But if you're a Georgia fan, you're looking for the easiest out. I do think that it's Indiana in this case.
All right. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, and that, of course, is, you know, if Beck is not able to come back, do you feel like now, and maybe you felt this way all along, that Gunner can take this, that Gunner can win a national championship with Georgia stepping in this particular moment?
I don't feel comfortable enough to say that Georgia can win a national championship with Gunner Stockton. But there are some positives to take away from that Texas game. For one, he's not, statistically speaking, going to face a better defense in the college football playoff than the one he faced in the second half of that Texas game. Texas is number one in the country in terms of yards per play allowed, and they found a way to scratch out enough points in that win to get there. It's a very different-looking offense. I'm curious of what this group will look like if they really have to play from behind. You've seen Carson for all the ups and downs that he had this season. You know, he did lead that comeback against Alabama. He did lead that comeback against Georgia Tech. Obviously, they lost to Alabama, but Carson still put them in a position to come back and potentially win that game. I don't have the same level of confidence that they're going to be able to do that with Gunner Stockton. And so the way that this Georgia team comes out and plays, I think, is going to be incredibly important for Gunner Stockton. They do have less ways of winning football games with Gunner Stockton. That's not to say that they can't go out there and win them. They've already beaten a playoff team with Gunner Stockton at quarterback in Texas in the SEC championship game, and I think he deserves credit for that. The other thing, and this is an intangible thing, there is a real juice, in my opinion, that Gunner Stockton provides. There is a belief that teammates have in him. That's not to say that Carson didn't provide it, but it is magnified with Gunner Stockton at quarterback. And it's similar in some ways to, I think, what Stetson Bennett provided to that 2021 team over JT Daniels during that season. And that ultimately made a difference at the end. I don't know if Gunner Stockton is going to have the same acclimation period in terms of getting up to where Stetson was in that Alabama game in the national championship game, but they're going to have time to prepare him and time to get better and time to install a plan that is going to bring out the best in Gunner Stockton.
All right, real quick, we got to catch a break, but are they going to find really, really sticky gloves for Nate Frazier?
You're absolutely right, Mike. It is a concern. And yes, Trevor Etienne coming back absolutely helps this team, but Nate Frazier, for as well as he's looked, and you see the explosive runs, and you see the positive things that he's done and the way that he's improved as a pass blocker, you also see why he didn't play in that Alabama game, because ball security was an issue for him early in the season. And it just seems like once or twice a game, there's a ball that either squeaks out or almost squeaks out. He lost one against Ole Miss. They were fortunate to recover it against Texas. There was one that maybe may or may not have gotten out in that win over Georgia Tech. Ball security, it's just been a thing that has been an issue all season for Frazier. And in big games, where especially now Georgia just has a smaller margin of error, that's got to be stressed and emphasized to an incredible degree when it comes to Nate Frazier.
Great stuff. Connor Riley, appreciate you, man. As always, tell the people again where they can find you.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. Got a ton of stuff. We're in the run to the playoff for Georgia. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.